feels good to feel the prayers of God's church. Talked to Sister Crosswhite earlier. Isaac's still having some difficulties. He's in pain while ago as well. Thank you for praying. We're going to believe the Lord for a complete work in his body and his soul. Amen. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. I want to read verses 8 through 16 tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 16, this powerful passage of Scripture that Paul is addressing believers. And he says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." You walk with God in the light, you're going to prove. And you're going to learn what is pleasing to God, acceptable to God. Verse 11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Turn the light on for them. In other words, we don't participate in the worthless, unproductive deeds of darkness, but we expose them by the light of our character, our courage, and our walk with God. Verse 12, "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in them in secret." Disgraceful things. Verse 13, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light." God turns a light on. "If whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly," or carefully, "not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are" what? "Evil." Amen. You know what he's saying here? You grope your way through darkness. No longer you have to do that. You can live in the open light. And the bright light of Jesus Christ will make your way plain. Not only, but it will expose those things that contaminate you. Don't go stumbling around anymore. Get on with it. Hold that light up. Go forward. And don't waste your time on useless things and things that go into the darkness again of life. Amen. Expose those shams, those evil things, by holding up that light and letting your God shine through your relationship with him. Are you thankful tonight for the light of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Oh, put your Bibles down and let's give the Lord a hand and a shout for his glory. Oh, you ought to shout to the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, can you give them a better shout than that tonight? Somebody ought to say, yes. Yes. Praise God. You may be seated, except Brother Brent. Brother Brent, one day I was here at the church and y'all was playing basketball. It's been some while ago. And I watched you take a three-pointer shot. And buddy, he shot. And when he did, that ball went up. And I'm telling you, it went in the hoop, didn't hit the backboard. And I watched him say, yes. Still in my mind. Amen. You know what? When the Lord turns the light on for you and you can see that you're on the winning side and you just scored with God, there's a what?
Yes!
Amen. I wonder if somebody else tonight, God's brought you out of darkness, you want to stand and say, yes! Yes! Woo! I want to give God that holy yes! Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. Oh, yes, his royal blood flows through my veins. How beautiful Amen. When God gives you that, where you realize, amen, you were the loser, and now you have victory. Amen. Victory through Jesus. Now, I want to talk to us tonight. How many's ever had a dose of reality before? That dose of reality is a phrase. It describes an experience or information that brings somebody back to a more practical reality, realistic understanding of a situation, especially when they have been over-optimistic, or maybe they were naive or misinformed. And we were in darkness, the Bible says. And we thought we had it all together. And we were naive, and some of us were lied to by the devil and by self. But I'm thankful that God turned the light on for us. And friend, and when God opened the eyes of the heart, and we saw the unvarnished truth of God, that God was really for us and not against us. Amen. We have a yesterday to give God. We have a praise for God. We have a joy to live for God. Look what the Lord has done. Look what He's done in our lives and our souls. And there's been different illustrations of a dose of reality that's come to different people. For example, there's people that had personal ambitions, grand dreams, that they thought, ooh, I get to do this. I get to do that. But there comes a time that all of a sudden they start facing rejection, setbacks, and dead ends. And all of a sudden, they get a dose of reality. It's not all what you think. I remember the story of somebody getting a postcard years ago. This is before internet. And this postcard, if you don't know what a postcard is a little cardboard card with a picture of a resort. And man, it had all this stuff. And this couple said, "You, wow, it looks so peaceful. It looks so great." Well, they had saved a little money, and they decided to take a trip to this vacation spot. And, oh, the picture looks good. But when they get there, it was a trashy place, nasty place. The resort was all run down. And the people, I mean, oh, it was horrible. The little area that had a beach there, I mean, it was nasty, full of trash. I mean, people were thieving around, there were people hanging around. It really wasn't what the picture had said. And in life, there's a lot of times the devil would paint a beautiful picture. It looks good. Woo, just got to have it. How many's ever followed the wrong picture before? How many's ever been misled, deceived? And when you finally got to reality, it was like, oh, no. Hey, friend, I'm glad that God turned the light on that I don't have to face that anymore. There is hope in Jesus Christ for you and me. Let's say amen. Well, there's people that got a dose of reality in their finances. I know people that think, well, they open their account and they look at it and they think, wow, I got the money. And they would go, they would do something lavish. But they didn't consider that, hey, you got bills due and things that you spent. Even though you look at the numbers, and Sister Sherry will tell you, just because there's a bunch of numbers don't mean you have it. Especially when it's going out. You know, things haven't cleared the bank yet. There's transactions that hadn't come about yet. And you open up and you look at it, you think, well, man, I got $2,200. Mama, we could go wherever. And the dose of reality comes when they get back from their lavish little trip. And all of a sudden, they got all these notices. How do we overdraw? How do we bounce everything? We used to call it bouncing a check. I don't know what they call it now. Overdraft, huh? And dose of reality comes now when they have to face the penalties and face the things. I want to tell you, God will not hide anything from you. God is clear and the truth is certain. Are you thankful? Amen. And there have been people that even work experiences, they thought, man, they quit a job that was good for something a little bit better. They thought, "Woo, man, that's going to be exciting. They get a greater thing. It's less work." And they gave all these promises, man. "Oh, we'll hire you." And the human resources, they call it HR. I mean, they're telling you, "Yeah, you come here. We'll give you the best shift, and we'll take care of you," and blah, 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 blah. And they quit a good job. And when they get there, at first they're excited. And then they find the other side of the coin. They get a dose of reality. Then there's drastic situations that bring a dose of reality. Wake-up calls. That causes one to put the brakes on in life and see, oh, something's ahead. And in essence, that dose of reality sometimes serves to correct unrealistic expectations and align someone's understanding with the actual facts or circumstances. I'm thankful for the day that God woke me up and let me see the real. Let me see that living for Him, amen. Oh, there was a winning opportunity for me. Even though, friend, the devil begins to say, "Look, all the winning opportunities I have for you," amen. But when the Lord turned the light on, you seeing that the way of the enemy is always a losing way, amen. Oh, the devil will show you and make you think, "Man, I got it," amen. But friend, I'm glad that the Lord holds the winning hand. Hallelujah. Oh, and old song said there's only two winning hands and they were nailed to a tree. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for the joy and the power of the Holy Ghost that God could give you your yes? Brother Brent, stand up and give that yes again like that day.
Yes!
That you have a yes inside of your soul. Amen. Because reality has come. You knew that God has given you the victory in your life. Do you have that yes inside of you? Praise God. Amen. Now, I've always heard that there are people that bury their heads in the sand. And that's an idiom that means to avoid facing a problem or situation. And hoping it's going to go away on its own, so you bury your head in the sand. But you know, they refer to it as an ostrich that buries their heads. And I learned that today. That is a myth. Somebody made a myth of an ostrich burying its head in the sand. They don't do that when trouble comes. In fact, when an ostrich feels threatened, they often lie low to the ground and press their long necks to the ground to become less visible, which might look like they're burying their heads from a distance, but they're not burying their heads. And this behavior, combined with the habit of digging holes in the sand to lay their eggs, and occasionally placing her heads in these holes to turn the eggs, may have contributed to the wrong misconception, but the ostrich doesn't bury its head in the time of trouble. Neither should we. Amen. It's time to awaken to reality. Our opening scripture says, "Wake up, rise from the dead, and let Christ's light shine in your life." I'm thankful for the power and the glory of reality that comes to our hearts and life. Tonight, I just want to talk to you about awake to reality. It shouldn't be a dread, but it ought to be a joy. You know, the importance of waking up from that spiritual slumber and facing the reality of our lives and faith in God's truth, it's amazing. But some are afraid of reality. I want to talk to you about that tonight just a little bit. They say, "Don't give me a stuff of that reality stuff. Don't give me a dose of that stuff." Some don't want to have a dose of it because of the bitter aftertaste they think it has. But some do even despise looking over the edge. It was amazing. You know how the Lord speaks to me? This is how God spoke to me this morning about awaken to reality. The Holy Ghost began to deal with me. I get in my vehicle to come to church. It's right at before 7 o'clock in the morning. I turn my vehicle on, and Dave Ramsey is on the radio, his program. And this is what he says. I mean, the Lord's already speaking, already talked to me. And he said, "There are some people despise looking over the edge." He said, they're afraid of reality. I said, hold it. That's exactly what, a while ago in my house, the Lord began to deal with me about those that will not awake to reality. And it's a joy to have God's winning power in our life. But there's some that just despise looking over the edge. Friend, I want to look over the edge. What do you see over the edge? I see the great mercies of God that has kept me. But I see the providences of a God that's going to lead me and guide me to the other side. If God be for you, who can be against you? Bible says, wake up, arise, sleeper, get up from the dead, and let Christ's light shine on you. And a wise person always looks before they leap. And many times God lets you have that look, and you realize, I was fisting to leap, but the goodness of the Lord let me see. Amen. What I was fisting to jump off. Amen. I'm thankful for the help of the Lord that God sometimes wakes us up. Reality sometimes is a benefit for us. And I believe tonight what we're talking about, it's a grand benefit when God turns a light on for you. Amen. Hallelujah. A wise person looks before they leap. We just don't make any decision. Amen. But we look to our great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Amen. The one who is eternal. And we trust him with all our heart. We don't lean on our own understanding. Amen. Spiritual slumber. He says, awake. And he's talking to people, Christians. The book of Ephesians is not written to the sinner on the outside. It's written to the church on the inside. And he talks about the symptoms and of spiritual sleep. And I want you to think about it. It's a state of complacency. What is complacency? Where you're really not giving your best. You're letting something else take the place of your best. Distractions also brings about a spiritual slumber. And where you no longer are on target or shooting for a certain way or sincere and serious. And you're distracted. Pretty soon, spiritually, you become disconnected from reality. Spiritual slumber is not good. Let's talk about Jonah, who tried to run from God. You can't run from God. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you can't run from God. Jonah, you're crazy. You're messed up. He tried to run from God's call. What about the disciples that fell asleep in the garden at the finest hour? The Lord said, could you not just stay awake? Could you not just be with me just a little? Friend, in the finest hour, I don't want to be rocked to sleep. But I want to rock the devil. How about you? Amen. I want to put the hurt on the enemy. I want to reach. I want to take back what the devil's stolen. I want the reality to be on my side. Amen. Where I see clearly the things of God. And I have a yes for God. Amen. Now, we got to realize that there's a lot of things like materialism that will fool you. Busyness will distract you. And all these different things keep you from a spiritual awareness. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy to do anything else. When I say, oh, or amen, something like that. Mm-hmm. If we're too busy to pray, we're too busy for anything else. I often say this, how many of you brush your teeth? Not going to get you to raise your hands. But if you could afford to brush your teeth, you much more can afford to brush your soul. My hallelujah. Amen. God wants you to be aware spiritually. The Bible says put on the whole armor of God. Everybody say the whole armor. Amen. God wants that helmet on. God wants your thinking to be protected. Man, I hate it when I have stinking thinking. How about you? I hate it when the old septic system of life overflows in my brain. I want the Lord to have me, I want that helmet. The Bible says for me to put it on. The helmet of salvation. I want my thinking, my eyes, what my eyes see. What my ears hear, what my tongue says. You've been hung by your tongue? Amen. You need to guard your tongue, but you have the helmet on. And you've heard me, but I'm going to say it again. The next thing the helmet has to take care of is this nose. I want to learn to keep my nose out of things I don't need to put it in. I want to keep my nose and my toes on the right path with God. I don't want the breastplate of righteousness. You got to put it on. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to put it on. If you want to be a victorious individual, you got to take time to put the whole armor on. Breastplate of righteousness. Man, I want right things to be in my heart. The righteousness of, you know, let's just talk about righteousness. You can't do anything to become righteous on your own apart from God. You don't get good to get God, you get God to get good. So when you put the righteousness on, it's His work. And then you start acting upon what He's done for you. Faith without actions, it's not faith. Dead. I want faith to be activated. Amen. I want faith to work. You know that when you're making bread and you use yeast, that yeast has to be activated or else your bread's going to turn out flat. Faith without activation is flat. Flat as a flitter, whatever a flitter is. I want faith to be alive in me, breastplate of righteousness. Loins girded with what? Truth. I want truth to be around my loins. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God, I want everywhere I go to bring the gospel of peace to a world of chaos. Shield of what? Which is able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. You'll never quench the fiery darts of the enemy if you're not armored up with the shield of faith. Oh my, hallelujah. I want to take what the devil throws at me, the poison darts, and I want them to be extinguished, quenched, put out, none effect. The reason why so many people have things that mess their mind up is because they don't have a shield to quench the fiery darts. Then the next one is the what? Sword of the Spirit. Somebody say, you got to have the sword. Yes, sir. Ma'am, you got to have it. Amen. Reality is this. Amen. Whenever you're armored up and you're able to stand and withstand some things, you'll never be able to stand. Amen. You'll never be able to withstand. You know what withstand means? That you're able to handle some things that normally would get you and trip you. Amen. I'm thankful the power of the Holy Ghost. God has a great yes for you whenever. Stan, say it again, Brother Brent. Come on, put it in the goal.
Yes.
When you armor up, God will give you your yes. Amen. When the devil says no, I have a yes for him. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You ought to give the Lord a hand today. Amen. God's on your side. I said, God's on your side. We recognize the reality of God's presence when we start opening His Word. Psalms 139 says, well, you go here, you go there. You're not going to escape the presence of God. God is there. I mean, everywhere I look, I see God. I love it because when I walk in that old dark jail, that old nasty place, amen, there's spirits and evil and wickedness and germs everywhere. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm more afraid of the spirits, amen, that some people let in than the germs they let in. Amen. But I'm thankful that the Word of God, I could bring the Word of God in that old dark, wicked hour, that old wicked place in people's life, amen, and bring them a light of God. Amen. How beautiful it is when the Word of God, Brother Zach's been there, Brother Carver's been there, different ones have been there since Christian's been there. There's been times we were just teaching a simple Bible study and God has filled people with the Holy Ghost. Stuff that you would think boring. Some of you that you wrote it off as just being, who wants to know about the books of the Bible and how we got the Bible? Oh, but you know what, I can't remember that girl's name when we was teaching. It was two girls sitting there. And I took that chart and I taught them, and the Holy Ghost fell in that place. And one of those girls received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the light and the power of the scriptures even brings a reality. That word is a lamp under my feet. Oh, God wakes you up to give you a yes inside of you. Not only that, God's in his word, but God's in our daily lives. You know what? When I look at those pictures of Isaac's truck and realize there was no way possible that Isaac could have crawled out of that situation. Brother Murray, was there a way that you find any way that Isaac could survive in that truck? There's one way he survived. How? You give it to us. See there? I knew where he was going. I've had everybody talk to me. I had people walk up to me that I didn't even know and say, sir, that was the hand and the provision of God. You know what God gave me? A yes! Amen. You know what God gave Isaac? A yes! I'm thankful for that yes of victory that God has. God in our daily lives. Brother Will, God gave you a testimony. Over 5 years ago, Brother Will got in some boogered up trouble. Falls County, Texas, and I'm not trying to bad Brother Will, but that's behind you under the blood. But you still have to face consequences, don't you? Brother Zach and I took Brother Will to the court. And when he stood there before the judge, I mean, they thought, man, here's Brother Zach with a suit and tie, Brother Will with a suit and tie, and me with a suit and tie. They thought we were lawyers. We had the lawyer with us. You know what the Lord gave that day? Yes! Because just in July it was of this last year, the Holy Ghost fell on Brother Will, Brother Guillermo. Amen. He was baptized in Jesus. Brother, you got a yes. Can we hear your yes? How many else in this place? You got a yes tonight. You got a yes. Look what God has done. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Personal testimonies. When somebody stands and tells you that the doctor said and God did. When the doctor said there's no way and God made a way. You got a yes. Your reality. God is in control. When things seem to be out of control. When we face the truth of our condition, we wake up and realize, I was an idiot. Why did I bow to that thing of sin? Why did I do that? I think about the prodigal son. You know, here he was, he thought, it's all right for me to backslide right now. Told his father, give me what's mine now. Took off. And man, he had friends as long as he had credit card. As long as he had something in his account. He thought, man, I am somebody. He thought, yes. But the yes in the wrong direction is a no. So, here's the prodigal. And here he is, man. He's partying, living it up. This boy, I mean, things that he had never done. He participated in things, I mean, whew. But he didn't want to face reality till the Lord brought him to that point that he woke up. And he said, why am I in this pig slop? Man, reality said, there's better things back up where daddy lives. Amen. Even my daddy's servants, even the servant who has the lowest position, eats better, lives better, sleeps better, it's cleaner than me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rise up, I'm going to get up, and I'm going home. Reality. When you walk with reality, it'll lead you back where you need to be. And the reality is this. Well, the devil tell you your daddy don't care for you a bit. Oh, it's too many rules and restrictions. Too many things living. Boy, I hate what the devil offers. Amen. The devil wants to tell you all these lies. It's that postcard that's not real. It's that fake advertisement. It's got a lot of hooks in it. A sham. A lie from the hell. Amen. These vibes and feelings. And next thing you know it, amen, you're in the pig pen. And the devil said, you can't get out. Your God don't love you. And after a while, the feel good of the pleasures of sin are gone. Reality dawns on you. And you wake up. The devil tells you, you don't need to think that way. Church don't care about you. Well, and you know when the first lies of the devil, he tells you that the church is full of hypocrites. That's okay. We're all hypocrites without Jesus Christ. Are you thankful that Jesus still died for hypocrites? That the blood of Jesus still covered hypocrites? And such were some of us. We've been washed, sanctified. Amen. We've been filled with the whole. Oh, man, somebody got a yes tonight. Amen. Look what the Lord's done for you. Amen. But the enemy wants to write off the things of God. But oh, how wonderful that day was when he began to make his way back up the hill, up that road that it came down. Anytime you leave Father's house, you're going down. Samson went down to Delilah's house. Boy, the enemy makes it look good, feel good, but there's no good in it. But whoa, but when that prodigal started making his way back, hungry, he got to thinking, if I just be a servant, just the least in Father's house. But friend, when he got even within view of that house, there was somebody that was looking for him. I'm thankful that God's still looking for you tonight. He's looking for you to be victorious. God has a yes for you. Amen. Can you imagine that day when that robe fell on his shoulders? Amen. And there was a yes. My father came through again. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it crazy? The devil would say, man, but you wasted everything that he gave you. There's no more for you. Well, I just want to tell you tonight, amen, you can't bankrupt my God. You can't deplete his resources. Brother Carson, God has so much for you that we haven't even tapped into. A lot of times we shout and say yes over a spoonful when God has great, great measures, amen, to give his people. Amen. Tonight, I don't want just a spoonful. I want everything that God has for my soul. I want that yes inside of me, amen, to work. I want to embrace what God has. Praise God. How wonderful when God transforms and impacts us with that transformation. God wakes you up. You know, Paul, the apostle, was Saul of Tarsus. And on the road to Damascus, he thought he was doing right. He thought he was doing good. Reality came that day. You see, he was saying, yes, when Stephen was stoned and killed. Yes, every time a Christian was killed. Yes, every time he arrested somebody and they beheaded him. Yes. But that day on the road, the light turned on. And Saul of Tarsus got his real yes. Amen. A victorious yes. Amen. No wonder he could write, awake to righteousness and sin not. Amen. I'm thankful today that, amen, I have something in Jesus Christ awaiting for me. Amen. The power of the Lord. Amen. And we have something in the back of our prayer area back here. It's the jail. Brother Jerry, you sitting right in front of the jail. Anybody see the jail back there? And this morning we talked about it. I said, put it in the back. They're going to pick it up. The sheriff's department's going to come get it, but we'll give them their jail back. But I want to just give you something. You could get out of jail, but you can't get out of hell. You can get out of jail, but you can't get out of hell. But there is a universal language. There are people that can't speak English and understand English, our familiar language. There's things that are distant and hard to understand in our world where people don't know how to explain and express. People don't know how to translate what they feel. And you go places and you wonder, you scratch your head, what are they saying? I try my best to understand, and I'm trying in mannerism to have an understanding heart. And when there are people that speak different languages, I hear our Spanish family speak Spanish and how beautiful it is to hear, but I don't understand all the words of Spanish, and Sister Natalie has to interpret sometime for her family, and she has to give back to them what I said and back and forth. But there is a universal language that has reality in it. It's called love. I love it when God's love gets a hold of a heart. When a person feels hopeless, helpless, undone, ugly, but the love of God reaches in. Sister Jessica, love don't have to have an interpreter. Love just works on its own. Howbeit the love of God, that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Isn't it beautiful? People, even that's never felt one drop of God all their life, all of a sudden feel the love of God. And the love of God is amazing. And it awakes something inside of their heart. The love of God is more to me than anything this world could ever be. Anything this world could ever give. It reaches higher than the highest mountain and the stars. It reaches lower than the lowest valley. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ is amazing. On time. I said he's on time. That universal language of love is so beautiful. Sister Anna, that here you are going through a battle in your life, and the enemy begins to say to you that there's no hope for you in God. But all of a sudden you look up and say, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. You know what God gives you? God gives you your yes. Amen. With reality. Instead of reality coming and dawning on you that there is a no. No. No, Anna. You're too far gone. Reality's too hard. No, friend. Because if God be for you, who can be against you tonight? Brother Brent, stand and give us that yes again. Amen. Oh, yeah. Come on. You're getting practice tonight. You're teaching us tonight. Go ahead.
Yes.
Well, you did it better last time. Come on. That day when you got more excited that day giving a three-pointer. When he shot that ball and it went in that second building, that day you got excited. You jumped around with that. Yes. I like to see it again. But for Jesus.
Yes.
Are you thankful today for your yes that God gives you? Brother Carson, are you thankful that, oh yeah. Guess what happens when Carson's on your team? And you threw that three-point. And y'all win. Guess what Carson gets to participate and say with you? Come on, both of you. You both have a yes now. Come on, let's hear it. Go.
Yes!
Are you thankful that when one person comes to Jesus Christ, the angels in heaven are looking. I said the angels in heaven are looking in. They're wondering. When all of a sudden somebody says, yes, I got victory. I got victory. Somebody ought to give God that yes tonight. You ought to say yes. 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 You ought to celebrate your joy. Hey, you just scored. Heaven just came down for your soul. Woo! Let me see it for just a moment. Mr. Riley. Powell. Your graduation speech. You know what she said? She talked about her testimony, searching and looking to find beauty. Oh. She talked about receiving the Holy Ghost. Packed out place. With Thomas, I mean, that place was packed. But you know what? How many amens I heard across that place that day? I mean, amens all over that building. Amens to that audience. People started amening. But they didn't have a bigger amen than you did that day, Riley. It's because that day you testified of a scorer of what God did for you. That was your big yes that day. Amen. Watch Sister Riley. Stand up. Come on, give him your yes. Hallelujah. That day you gave a yes. You know what? Because she won. Amen. There's other people could stand and say yes with her. I wonder tonight in the house of God, are there other people here that could join in? I got a yes. I got victory. Look what God has done. Yes. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise his name. Woo! Stay standing. Miss Kristen, come on up. Man. Lady, I'm thankful the Lord gave you that yes that day. Get baptized in an old tank in Central Heights. It's okay. Great, great name of God came on her life. Mom and Daddy don't understand that, yes?
Not yet.
Not yet. There were people that brought you to church, pointed you to the church, a young lady that brought you. Said there's a yes for you, even though she didn't get that yes. He got it. He got a hold of it. Reality dawned on her. Wow, look what God has. And I watched this Christian get joyful. I watched her through the 12, 13 years now get excited about that real yes inside. Man, it's kind of like Brother Martin. Brother Martin sits out there in that cold deer stand. And he gets out there early in the morning before daylight, crawls in it. It's cold. Something says you're crazy. He's in there, and all of a sudden, right at the crack of dawn, he hears something come down the path toward his old deer feeder. And big old Mooey Grundy buck walks up. You know what? Brother Martin, he harvests that animal. And he's so excited. I mean, he goes and there's pictures with it. He hangs it on the wall. And he tells everybody, look at my trophy. Tonight I believe that God has trophies all over this building that God is still saying yes about. But I don't want the trophies ever to lose their yes. Woo. Look what God's done for us. Amen. Look what God is doing in our lives. Amen. Don't ever lose your yes. Don't ever lose your victory. Hallelujah. Oh, sing it to the Lord. Let's worship the Lord tonight. Somebody get a tambourine tonight.
My soul says yes.
Brother Wesley right here.
To the Lord.
Somebody say yes.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
He's a great king.
He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
Come on, sing it, church.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
Sing it, my soul.
My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes.
He brought me out. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's never
great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my soul.
Do you have a yes?
My soul says yes.
Do you have a yes?
To the Lord.
Do you have a yes for the Lord?
Yes to the Lord.
He
great things.
He's doing great things.
My soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have a song.
I have a song. The angels cannot sing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I've been redeemed.
He's a great king. Oh. He's doing great things.
Somebody ought to give him that yes.
Yes, yes,
my soul. My soul says yes
to the Lord. My soul said yes. Come on, where's your yes tonight?
He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes.
I've been tested.
I've been tested.
I've been tried. I've been to the water.
And
are you thankful for that day?
He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great.
Come on, I believe we ought to celebrate it.
My soul says yes, yes,
he brought me out.
Come on, celebrate it.
He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous.
Come on, celebrate it.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. He's
a great king.
He's doing great things.
My soul
says yes.
My soul says yes.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Says yes to the Lord.
Sing. Oh, glory!
Hallelujah! I have been redeemed. He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
My soul
says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes to the Lord. Woo! Yes! I said yes! Where's your yes at tonight? Brother Darrell, I remember that day at night. God filled you with the Holy Ghost. You got your great yes. Hallelujah. That great yes. Amen. When many people wrote you off, amen, and thought, there's no way. But God knows how to lead and give you your yes. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Man, I want to take this with me. Amen. I want this to go home. Amen. When I open the door of my house, my wife and my boy, amen, that couldn't be at the house of God, I want to bring a yes to them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Coley, when you find that pair of shoes on sale and you get so excited, amen, and you can't wait to tell somebody, you come to church and you start sharing, man, my mom and daddy, look what we found. And I mean, man, it was on sale. And Coley comes back and says, yes! And you know, and normally you're the only one that's going to rejoice. But we got something more than just a personal deal. This is a collective deal that we all can worship and have a yes together. Look what God's done. Look what God's doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you take this with you? Take that yes with you. Amen. To your week. Amen. Through your life this week. And give it to somebody. Reach to somebody. Make a difference in your world. Awake. Awake, awake, friend, from the sleep. Awake from that death. Awake to reality. Amen. And let the light shine in your life. Amen. Realize what God has done. God bless you. Let's go all the way to heaven.
Together.
You're dismissed in Jesus' name.